That equipment is giving DHS a source of off-the-shelf technology to help Customs and Border Protection. That agency is flying military drones to patrol U.S. borders, and CBP has used radar mounted on a kind of airship to find drug cartels on smuggling missions. Some in Congress believe this kind of technology transfer is just what the doctor called for to help with the effects of shrinking bank accounts. Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller chairs the House Border and Maritime Security Subcommittee.
Congress needs to be able to justify to the American people that our border is tangibly more secure as a result of that spending and other spending that we're doing. And I think that the budget situation, obviously, that we face is, all of us are painfully aware of what is happening at the federal level here. Federal funding levels are headed in one direction, down. And we need to be good stewards of very scarce taxpayer dollars to provide the security the American people demand. And again, keeping in fact in mind, being very cognizant of the fiscal restraints that we currently are operating under.
Miller, addressing a Border and Security Subcommittee hearing about using defense technology to secure the borders, CBP is still reeling from the effects of a botched virtual border fence, SBINet. That project involved video cameras, radar, and sensors to watch the southern border. Homeland Security spent $1.5 billion before it canceled the project after cost overruns and contracting problems. They've replaced it with a more targeted approach. It'll still use radars and cameras, but the focus at first will be on the Arizona-Mexico border. That's popular with drug and human traffickers. Miller says it's a good start.
My hope is that CBP will be listening to the concerns of GAO and that we look at possibilities of cost overruns and delays as we field the integrated fixed towers and the mix of technology selected to replace SBINet. And although we face challenges with the technology on the border, I'm absolutely convinced that America certainly needs a robust technology solution for the border, because we can't build enough fence or afford thousands of additional agents to link arms to prevent illegal crossings or do drug interdiction and other kinds of things. Technology, if properly applied, can leverage the nation's previous investment in manpower and infrastructure to more effectively secure our borders.
Miller says that's where DOD can help so that Homeland Security doesn't have to start from scratch.
DOD, obviously a huge organization, and I think we are somewhat concerned that there's not one single office that Department of Homeland Security can go to find technology solutions that may have applicability for our border security efforts, and we'll be asking some questions about that today. Certainly not every piece of equipment within the DOD inventory will work on the border or be affordable by Department of Homeland, but there should be some sort of a formal structure to facilitate the testing and the evaluation of equipment to see what works and what doesn't. DHS should be constantly searching for technology already purchased by the government to help our agents better secure the nation.
But the Defense Department says it already has a one-stop shop for sharing equipment and technology. It's called the Domestic Preparedness Support Initiative. Paul Stockton is the Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense and America's Security Affairs.
We work in two directions, both to identify capabilities that we can transfer to our DHS partners in response to their request for assistance, but also to state and local public safety organizations. We work very closely with the armed services and other components of the Department of Defense to find out which kinds of articles are likely to be declared to be excess that might actually be needed by our partners.
DOD collaborates with those partners to decide on priorities. Sometimes customers like DHS get to keep equipment. Other times, Stockton says, they need to borrow.
There are some assets that are very scarce and very expensive, such as night vision devices. That's why we have this pool of equipment to lend out, to loan, to lease, again, at very low cost, because we know that demand for this equipment vastly outstrips the supply that we have available. That's why we have this particular program.
Members of Congress have proposed simplifying the way defense and Homeland Security work together on technology transfer. Mark Borkowski leads the CBP Office of Technology Innovation and Acquisition, which is working on just that.
One of the reasons that my office was created a little more than a year ago is because we needed to collect to come up with a single point of entry into CBP, and we're still evolving that. So part of there is an issue on our side. I don't think everybody really understands all the time that DHS science and technology is a key part of that.
The idea is to make it easier for CBP to find good technology through streamlined communication, but Borkowski wants to move carefully.
I do understand that there are these points of contact in the Department of Defense, but I have things that come to me outside of those chains. And often they are interesting. And I don't think that it would be appropriate to try to shut that dialogue down. So I'm a little skeptical about the likelihood of success of defining rigidly an infrastructure that connects DHS and DOD, because I think it would shut down. What the best I can do is make it clear that I am willing to receive as much as someone is willing to offer. And so you know, I'm probably up to like 1,000 meetings.
Borkowski says the best approach is to let agencies and departments like DOD know that CBP is willing to hear what's available, but he doesn't want to lock himself into a concrete structure that limits CBP's options. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.